garden grow. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we prepare our plots for potatoes. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A little bit of alliteration there. So what we should be doing, digging up our garden and making some trenches for the potatoes?
We can do that. And even there's, I know a bunch of folks are going to be planting in containers, too. So we'll chat about that also, which is a pretty easy way to go, and if you don't have a garden plot, that's maybe the only way to go for folks who want some really tasty, fresh, new potatoes.
How far deep should we go?
For starting out, if we don't have much soil to begin with, we can actually bring in soil. So dig a shallow trench, a couple inches deep, and over the season, as the potatoes grow for the first month or two, we're actually doing some hilling. So, I mean, in my established garden, I'll dig 6 to 8 inches deep and pile the soil from that trench on each side, sprinkle a little bit of balanced organic fertilizer in the bottom and scratch that in, and then take my either pre-cut or whole seed potatoes that are maybe the size of a ping pong ball or hen's egg and set those in there, and I usually space them a foot apart, and then just barely cover them, just so that the little sprouts, hopefully there'll be maybe 1-inch sprouts on the potato pieces, so they're barely covered. And then over the whole thing, I will put some clear plastic again. So there's kind of like mini greenhouses in those trenches. So we are hoping for more sun this weekend. It's forecast is looking promising. So that soil warms up, the potatoes are warmer, and then once they grow up and are maybe 3 to 4 inches tall, we start bringing that soil from the sides of the trench back in to cover them up. And because the new potatoes grow above the piece that we plant, that way we get more potatoes. And we can do that 2 or 3 times, that's assuming we have enough soil to cover them, during the season. And then quit by, say the end of May or sometime in June.
And do we just kind of keep covering the first couple layers of branches and stems there?
Exactly, because, again, the side shoots that come off, the stolons, that's where the potatoes are produced. So if you've got a container, you don't have to fill the container full. You can, have just a couple inches of soil in the bottom of the container with a little bit of fertilizer. Set your 3 or 4 pieces of potatoes in there if you've got, say, a 15-inch planter or something of that sort, and cover them. And then, again, as your potatoes grow in the container, you are gradually filling your container. So you don't really need even that much soil to begin with right at the beginning of the season. And, I mean, I'm going to try to plant some this weekend, but I'm not pushing people necessarily, because we can plant them anytime during May, will be fine, and normally, because we usually look at 90 to 120 days of growing time for potatoes, maybe digging potatoes anytime from August into, I dug the last of mine in at the end of October.
What if I still got potatoes in my pantry, but they've already started sprouting? Can I use those?
Maybe is the first answer. We really highly recommend using certified seed potatoes. That's what I sell, and are imported by our local retailers to sell for seed potatoes. The reason is because they have been inspected for diseases during the growing season and afterwards. Eating potatoes, which are normally from the grocery store that you might buy, and that includes even organic ones, have not been inspected for some potato diseases. They are tolerant. I mean, they don't matter to our eating for us, but they can affect the potatoes' growth. And a lot of eating potatoes were at one time sprayed, usually in the fall, with an anti-sprouting chemical, which causes really weird growth. When the potatoes finally start to grow. So truly, people should be growing certified seed potatoes. You'll have much better luck with those. Or, of course, if they're saving their own seed from last year, choosing the best ones so they have as clean a seed as possible for replanting.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask, you know.
That's okay, Matt. That's all right. We want good, clean Alaska-grown seed potatoes.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, very good, Matt.
And inch by inch, row by row, someone bless.
Garden Talk is a weekly Thursday morning feature here on KTOO Gino during the spring, summer, and early fall.
Tumbling down.